consulting with the eldest of the village, the farmers decide to free the captive held by the white ladies, using black powder guns to scare the otherwise fearless. It's midnight, and the hunt is on. The men firing their guns as the white ladies disappear, leaving behind the farmer's wife crying among the trees. But are those tears of joy, or are those tears of sadness? Taking the woman in their midst, the men proceed to the village, while the white ladies, surrounding them, try to capture her, but without success. Yet, although happy to be home with her child and husband, in the end, we find the farmer's wife leaving them of her own free will, returning to the white ladies and their carefree life of dance and joy. But is this really her choice?